a lot of events happening in investments and profit reports, and a lot of news coming out, especially starting today. And for the folks from Stern, Agee, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith are on it. And Mark Myers is here with us. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. You are absolutely right. There are lots of earnings reports this morning, and we'll try to cover a few of those. But yesterday, we did see stocks post modest gains as the Dow was up about 40 points, and it does look like the market will open up just a little bit higher this morning. But some of the companies we heard from this morning, we heard from Rent-A-Center, which is a provider of rent-to-own durable goods. They posted first quarter earnings of 57 cents a share. Analysts were looking for only 54 cents a share. That stock is up 4% this morning. And look at Netflix this morning. That stock is up 8% this morning as they posted earnings at edge past Wall Street analysts' expectations. They reported earnings of $0.84 a share, and analysts were looking for only 83 cents a share. Revenues came in at $1.27 billion. And if you are looking to subscribe to Netflix, you might want to do it soon. As they said, at the end of the quarter, they're going to raise prices for all new subscribers, but old subscribers still get to pay the normal $8 a month. Now, Netflix ended the quarter with 48.4 million subscribers. We also heard from Lockheed Martin this morning. They reported earnings of $2.87 a share. That was in line with analyst expectations. But revenues of $10.7 billion were down 3% from last year and was a little bit less than what we're looking for. In Regions Financial, they reported earnings that beat analyst expectations by 1 cent a share. They had total ending loan values of $76 billion, which was up about 2% from last year. But what was really of note was their business lending. Loan in the investor real estate portfolio grew for the first time in more than 4 years with a balance of $7 billion. And we heard from United Technology. This company makes everything from aerospace components to, but what they are really well known for is elevators and escalators. They reported earnings of $1.23 a share, which missed analyst expectations of 4 cents a share, and revenues were $14.7 billion, which was up about 2.5% from last year. And look at Harley-Davidson this morning, ticker symbol HOG, H-O-G. That stock is up 6.6% this morning as they reported they sold 57,000 motorcycles in the first quarter. The Milwaukee-based company reported first quarter net income of $1.21 a share, and Wall Street was looking for only $1.08 a share. Total sales were up 10.2% to $1.7 billion for the quarter. Xerox, the stock is down about 6% this morning as they reported earnings of 27 cents a share, which beat analyst expectations of 3 cents a share. But revenues of $5.1 billion were down 1.5% last year, and the sales at Xerox just keep going down every single year. Comcast reported earnings of that beat analyst expectations by 4 cents a share, and revenues of $17.4 billion were up 13% from last year. That stock is up nicely this morning. And Lexmark International, they reported earnings of 92 cents a share, which beat analyst expectations by 5 cents a share, and revenues also beat analyst expectations. And McDonald's, they reported earnings and actually missed everyone's expectations by 3 cents a share. They had revenues of $6.7 billion for the quarter, which was up about 1.5% from last year. They saw sales in the United States decline about 0.5%. Decline in the United States declined about 1.5%, but outside the United States, they increased about 0.5%. And last but not least, Illinois Tool Works. This is over a 100-year-old company that makes all kinds of tool and devices. They reported earnings of $1.01 a share, which beat analyst expectations by 3 cents a share, and revenues were $3.5 billion, which was down about 11% from last year. Now, this market right now, it's looking pretty flat on the open.
All right. And again, Mark, you look at these companies that are successful, able to transition. You hear Xerox, like you're talking, just trying to find a way to keep a business going. Kodak went out of business, and whoever would have thought that would happen.
Yeah, that's true. And Xerox, it is kind of looking scary because, I mean, their printer sales are declining quite a bit. We just aren't printing as much as we used to. We look at so much content online and, you know, look at it through our emails and everything else, and we just don't print as much as we had to, and we're not mailing all that stuff.
yes.
anymore. We're emailing it to each other. So they're seeing their business decline year over year.
I got to find something else.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Mark, thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Mark Myers from Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You know, we're all looking to try to do better and kind of adjust to the everything's changing. You may have a question of something that Mark brought up during the broadcast. You may also have something you've been thinking about totally separate that has to do with your investments. Please call him. He would love to hear from you or visit with him at Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. His phone number is 479-782-2527 or